Blog Talk Radio.
What's wrong with being an angry prophet denouncing the hypocrisies of our times?
Do you want to be an angry prophet denouncing the hypocrisies of our times?
Yeah, I think I'd like to be an angry prophet denouncing the hypocrisies of our times.
Then grab it! Grab it!
Mary had a little lamb, it bleated white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, I'm super cool. Oh!
I never once said, na-da-da.
I think everyone wants to know where we came from and how the universe began.
You know what I'm saying?
I help send against you.
Reese.
Folks, set your calendars. It's 2012. It's the end. Time for the apocalypse. It must be for the radio. Call in now. Number 347-308-8701. Again, 347-308-8701. If you want to call in, you want to say hello. You want to say hey, hi. Hey, how did you celebrate New Year's Eve into New Year? Because everybody always says Happy New Year like it's already over. Ah, just begun. It's just begun. I have to admit, 2011 wasn't that bad. Got out of jail. It was wonderful for me, so I can't say it was a horrible year. Can't say it was a bust. But I'm hoping 2012 is that year that we all look forward to. Thank God to keep coming, huh? And thank you all for being right here and enjoying in and being a part of it. Again, it's Reese on the Radio. The number's 347-308-8701. Again, that's 347-308-8701. Just a preview of tomorrow's big show with everything that we're going to be talking about. For those of you who know Reese on the Radio, you'll have questions, and they will be answered. I promise you they will be answered live right here on blogtalkradio.com/Reese on the Radio. You can go to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. You get all the updates that you want. I'll be talking about everything under the sun. Just a old show back at WRKO. You remember that back in Boston? If those of you who listened online or listened live in Boston, I'll talk about everything. Everything is an open book. I'm afraid of nothing. Never talk about everything. And I give you my opinions there. Let's throw some offers on the radio. Why not? Right. Good. I'm telling you right now that I deserve a bigger of the crap that I have. As many of you know, many of you have read. You know, I have to tell you an honest to God story. Look, I started At the end of the year, the domain you had on store. This particular blog entry got it was one since I think June when I started the blog, and it was Anatomy of a False Rape Claim, where you can read the testimony and the transcript or the breakdown of my. And if you log on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com right now and type in the search engine, go to search engine and type in Anatomy of a False Rape Claim and read the breakdown. It was so bad that the prosecutor even filed a motion to shut the website down. Not because anything I said was a lie, not because anything that I wrote was false. I wanted to shut it down because in the exact words of the prosecutor, it would prejudice or taint the jury or a jury pool in my next trial or whatever. They wanted to shut it down. Not that they said I lied. Not that they said that I fabricated anything. They didn't want anybody to know the truth, even a jury. And that's fair. I understand that they want an impartial jury because they know that the jury is probably going to look online. I understand that. I understand it. But I went through a trial, and what I went through is public knowledge. Right? I mean, isn't it? I had a jury of my peers. 11 people voted not guilty. One guy decided that he didn't want to deliberate. He refused to deliberate. He said, he's guilty and that's it. And that was it. And I'm fine. I understand it. That's what, he's entitled to his opinion. I would hope that the facts played a role. That was what we intended. We wanted the facts to be brought out as they were. And that would be it. But if you want for yourself, forget about what it is that I have to say. Read it for yourself. Hey, it's not like you can't read the transcript yourself. It's for the public record. And you can. But enough about that, because we'll be talking about that tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's Reese on the Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be on from 7 to 10. That's right, 7 to 10 p.m. That's right, when you get out of work and after you've had dinner. If you want to log on, you want to have some fun and laugh and giggle and call in and give your opinion, we'll do that right here. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. And look, I don't know whether or not I'm ever going to have a terrestrial radio gig again. I'd love to, but you know what? God only helps those who help themselves. So I figured it was time. Hey, don't wait for those guys to do it. Put on a great show yourself. Take care of it yourself and do what it is that you've got to do. And that's why I'm here. So, hey, here I am. Right in your face, right online. And look, we'll take calls. We'll take the harsh calls, too. We'll take the tough questions right here. We'll talk about everything it is that you want to talk about right here. And you know I'm going to get into Barack Obama. I warned you 4 years ago. Don't elect this guy. But you did it anyway. That's okay. Hey, look, it wasn't like I could prevent it at all. I was just trying to inform the public. I was just trying to inform you. I was just trying to do what they say, what do they call it? My due diligence. I was trying to do the right thing and let you know what it was that you were about to sign on to. But that's okay. You needed to feel better about yourselves. I hope you do. You got your first black elected president. I hope you feel better about yourselves. I know that I don't. And I know the rest of you don't. But that's the way it goes. And that's what, we have to deal with that now. You know, it's water under the bridge, as they say. But, there are plenty of things that are coming back to Reese on the Radio that you remember from the Boston show. Those of you who don't remember from the Boston show and those who are first-time listeners, there are going to be some things that are happening on Reese on the Radio that you're going to enjoy. We got plenty of benchmarks that we used to run. We got Therapy Thursday coming back. That's right. Where I talk about my personal problems and then you tell me how it is that I'm supposed to deal with them. That's right. You tell me. Yeah, I figured, hey, look, if there's going to be therapy, I need to get it from the average individual. So you'll be able to call up and tell me what I should do. I am not a but everyone's got an opinion, and you'll be able to call up and give me yours. So that's what Therapy Thursday will be. We also got Trailer Park, because you know my favorite thing to do is to go to the movies. I love the movies. And, you know, we'll talk about the upcoming movies that are coming in 2012, you know, the apocalyptic year, and whether or not they're going to be worth watching before the end of the world. We're also going to have The Choice is Yours, which, of course, is talking about the election. We'll talk about Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, and the rest of the people who will never, ever make it to the far. Hey, look, I told you many, many moons ago that the Iowa caucus, although important, never, ever dictates who it is that's going to be in the general election. And we'll also have the two-minute dance party. And those of you who remember that, I hope you log on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com or email me at radio@yahoo.com and let me know what it is you want to hear for the two-minute dance party, which is a bunch of great music. You know, we're not going to play any rap or hip-hop. We're just going to play some great songs from your songs that you all remember, that make you laugh and make you smile. You know those songs. We've played them before. But like I said, if you've got an opinion and you want to say hello, you can do that right now. Give us a call at 347-308-8701. You can call that on your cell phone. You can call that on your regular landline phone. That's right, 347-308-8701. Tomorrow is big debut at 7 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/ Reese on the Radio. You can call in. You can give your opinion. You can say hello. Whatever the case may be, you can even listen in if you have to. We're going to have all of our old friends back. Our good friend Gene Pinkel will be there. JC, the producer, will be there. In fact, I do believe this week we've got a very, very compelling story about a guy who turned himself in 18 years after a murder he committed. Turned himself in after he found out that a young man died. And we'll talk to him and about why he chose to do such a thing. He was, and I'm going to put it to you plain, this guy got away with murder. And something compelled him when he found out that he was responsible to come forward and put himself in jail. He's facing 15 years to life. I think this is probably one of those stories that I think could touch each and every one of us. Would you do it? Would you, if you knew that you had gotten away with the crime and deal with that for the rest of your life and never, ever tell anyone? And we're not, a guy like him is crazy for putting it behind bars. I mean, he never, ever had, I'm telling you, he didn't have to admit to a thing. There was nothing linking him to the crime, but he did it. And I won't even tell you what my personal feelings are. Rap star from the late 90s and early 2000s, and he'll be calling actually from jail, and he'll be talking to us right here on Reese on the Radio. We'll be covering all the things that you know and love about Reese on the Radio, and trust me, I promise you, it's going to be a good show. All right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're going to close this out, and if you're out there and you're listening, just know, love you. Always have. It's Reese on the Radio.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan Sparks.
I'm Chase Crawford.
Hey, what's up? It's Usher.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bilson.
I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hey, we're Fall Out Boy.
I'm Jared Archuleta.
I'm Corbin Blue.
I'm Kristen Bell.
And we're the Jonas Brothers.
And I promise you, none of these people listen to my show. But here's some people who do.
Hey, Reese.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't think you're a buffoon.
Thank you, dear. George, you're on with Reese.
Hi there, Reese.
Hello, George.
Please let me do the talking today.
George, you're going to be brief.
I respect what you said because you know something, you're being honest.
Hey, I'm glad that you're bringing up what's most important, and that is the issues and where people stand and what they have for experience.
It's Reese on the Radio, weekdays at 7 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas, so we're going to have to walk it.
The Reader's Digest says walking is very good for you.
Oh, ain't that lovely? The Reader's Digest can always put a little joy into poverty. Listen, my whole point is this whole thing with the energy and everything. This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that? It's a conspiracy there. Listen. For years, all our lives, they've been telling us to go out and buy stuff that use energy. You know, all electrical stuff. Like electric toasters, electric ovens, electric stove, electric stereo, electric TV, electric race, electric hair blower, electric knives, electric every damn thing. Not to mention the cars. And now, after all the big corporations there make the billions and billions of dollars worth of profits, signals, wham, they're changed. And after telling us for years that we can't live without this junk, now they tell us that we gotta live without it. The country is going straight into the dumper.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the Radio, and you know you can get Reese on the Radio anytime you want by logging on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. That's right, ReeseOnTheRadio.com gives you all the latest news, all the latest stories that I find interesting, and you can also click on to www.ReeseOnTheRadio.com and listen to archives of my new show, which is on BlogTalkRadio.com. That's right. It's www.reeseontheradio.com. You can get all the latest news, all the latest events, and anything else happening in Reese's world. It's Reese on the Radio, and I'm back right here on blogtalkradio.com. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the Radio, and I'm back. The number is 347-308-8701. Right? 347-308-8701. Get to log on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. Put them in jail if you like. ReeseOnTheRadio.com. The Reese on the Radio is back. Right here at ReeseOnTheRadio.com. And I'll be here for 7 to 10. Monday. You can call hi 47-8-7-0. I ask you a question. I appreciate everybody calling me and giving me sort of their love and support. I know who you are. I know you've been out there loving and caring for me. Don't think that I don't know. I do know. You've probably been the best support that a guy could ever have. I'm not going to. I won't get into any names now because I'll be talking about you guys tomorrow, and I'll tell you some of the things that that I had to go through for 2 years, 5 months, locked up in jail. I'm not going to tell you any sob stories because you know what? Every day wasn't a sob story. It was a very, very interesting part of my life. And as a believer in God, I believe that God has a way of putting you through certain things that are teaching moments or learning moments that if you pay no attention to, you'll miss totally. And I didn't. I didn't miss those. Pardon me if I sound like I'm speaking directly to God, because I am. If I could say to God one thing, I would say thank you for giving me this experience. Because when I went through it in the beginning, I was not focused. And it made me focus. I had to be focused every moment, every day. I had to wake up from the life that I had been living, from the life that I had lived. It was a wake-up call. A guy who was locked up in jail said something amazing to me when I met him. A guy by the name of Jay, Spanish kid. He was wrongfully, well, I can't say wrongfully. Here's a breakdown. He was in a car, and they picked up one of their friends, and the friend ended up with a gun in the car. And he ended up getting arrested because he was in the car, whatever it was, whatever his case may have been. You know, he was finally vindicated, and he was sent home. But he said when he was locked up, he talked about a time when he was younger, and he got locked up. And the judge said to him when he was sentenced, the judge was very, very lenient, very, very kind to him. But the judge said something poignant. He said, "Do you like basketball?" And Jay said, "Yeah, I'm a big fan of basketball." And he goes, "I want you to look at what's happening to you in your time in prison as halftime." And he said, "You're losing in the first half. And your time in jail is going to be halftime. And when you come out, you're going to come out in the third quarter, in the second half, and I'm expecting you to win this game." And that is exactly what I view my time in jail. It was halftime. It was a time for me to reassess. It was time for me to figure out the opponent. It was time for me to figure out what was going on in my life and to come out of there and be ready for the third quarter, second half, and come out to win. Because you can study your opponent all you want, but you know what? If you're in a game that you're not prepared for, you know, you're probably going to lose in the first half. But the first half is an opportunity for you to learn your opponent. And you spend halftime figuring the opponent out. And then you go out there and you do what it is that you got to do. And you win that game. Hey, we got a caller. Let's find out who's on the line. The number is 347-308-8701. Hello, you are with Reese on the radio. Who's this?
Hi, Reese. It's Mary.
Hey, what's up, Mary?
I was trying to listen, but I couldn't get to listen to it. So I was like, let me call in real quick then.
That's right. Mary is an old friend from when I know Mary.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mary's an old friend from when I was like 19 years old. We're talking well over 20 years ago. Are you laughing?
Yes, I'm laughing. I'm glad to see that you're back on the radio, and I'm glad to be able to hear you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, are you going? I don't know if you can regularly tune in from 7 to 10 every night, but I'm hoping that at least you'll check out the show and enjoy it.
Well, I'm hoping to be able to figure out how to listen to it on my phone first, and then I can listen to it regularly.
Interesting, you can, because if you call on your phone, if you dial 347-308-8701, you can call in right there, and it'll tell you on your phone what you need to do. If you just want to listen in, you'll be able to call in on your phone, and you can listen on your phone if you want to.
Okay, great. Then I'll be able to do that.
Now, you're all the way in Virginia.
Yes.
And I saw you on Facebook, and look, I know I only got a couple of minutes left. I've only got 5 minutes left. Look, the Jets didn't make it, and I heard you raving about your G-men, the Giants, because they went to the playoffs, blah, 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 blah. So I guess you're really excited.
I'm super excited. It was the best New Year's ever.
And I hope the Cowgirls
are having a safe trip home if they're not already there.
What, really? They were having a problem?
No, I said I hope they're having a safe trip home if they're not already there.
Well, they should be already there. So how would you do otherwise? Are you okay?
I'm good. My New Year's was good. How was yours?
It was reflective. It was probably one of the greatest New Year's I've ever had in a long time. And I'm not crapping on 2011. 2011 was great. You know, I came home in 2011. So, I mean, 2011 was a great year for me. But I'm expecting 2012 to be a great year.
Me too. I'm expecting it to be the best year in a long time. And I hope that all of our friends I hope that Jamie is listening to this, and I hope that Derek is listening and everyone else in our circle from many, many years ago.
Well, they're probably not listening. I can't get Derek to even return a phone call. But nonetheless, you know what? I'm going to share this show with them so they'll be able to hear that you called in. And I appreciate you actually calling in. Thank you, Mary, because it's been a while. It's been a while, and I can't wait till you come back to New York.
I'm very excited. I will be there the weekend of February 20th.
All right. So I will see you. That's Mary. We got a nickname for her. If you ever go online and look at them, an old Run DMC song called Mary, Mary, Why You Buggin'. That was Mary's nickname when we were kids. We used to call her Mary, Mary, Why You Buggin'. I know I'm embarrassing you, but it was a great song.
No, I could never be embarrassed by that. It's one of their best albums. I'm happy to have that nickname.
Okay, well, absolutely. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
I love you too, sweetheart. I will see you soon.
All right, honey. Bye.
All right, bye.
So that was actually, you know, I have to give her credit. Thank you for, you know what, Mary, good call. I can't believe I just said that. Good call. Some of my friends who have known me for so many years have been standing by me, and they've known me for over 20 years. It's funny, even Mary, who's one of the people who's known me for so long, when they heard about, you know, my case, the one thing that she said was, as many other people said, Reese, what are you, nuts? They all had the same response because they knew. And sometimes your reputation precedes you, and sometimes that's a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. So that's it for the preview. We're going to have plenty of stuff for you guys tomorrow. I really, really hope that you tune in. I really, really hope that you listen. Oh, wait, whoa, sorry. Look at that. They're calling in at the last minute of the show. Everyone's calling in. Hold on. I got to take these calls before we go off the air. Hold on one second. 347-308-8701. Who we got on the line?
This is Randall.
Hey, what's up, Randall? How are you?
I'm great, Reese. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Sure, absolutely. We're happy to hear your broadcast. I can hear it on the computer, so there's a little delay. I got to go in the other room because it's kind of weirding me out.
that's all right. I can't believe it. The phone lines are now. Everyone is on the phones, and they're all clicking in right now, and I can't believe it. Rand, how was the new year?
It was quiet, but it was good. How was yours?
Oh, you know what? It was probably one of the best. Oh, man, it was the best new year in a long time. I'm sure you can consider.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nice to be with people and people I know and I love, and I was very, very happy to be with them.
Great. Glad to hear it. When are you going to be in Boston next?
I am trying to get to Boston as soon as possible. In fact, I'm trying to even broadcast out of there, so I will be there soon. Promise I will be there after. It should be by February I should be there.
Okay. Well, make sure you let Paul and I know.
I will.
All right. Well, glad to hear you on the radio. I'll let you get to some other calls, and we'll talk soon.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right. It's Reese on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, Reese. This is Rob, man.
Hold on, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, it's me, man. Had to give you a call in there to say what's going on.
Hey, man. Thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm stunned that everybody.
Everybody coming off, right? Everybody. No, do your thing, man. Do your thing. I know you're busy. Do your thing, man, all right? I'm just proud of you. Happy for you, bro, all right?
Man, I love you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too, brother. Later.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Reese on the radio. Who's this? Hello? Oh, I think I lost the person. Oh, okay. Well, we lost them. But anyway, we're about to end the preview again tomorrow. I hope everybody gives a call tomorrow. I hope the phones are ringing off the hook. Teresa on the radio, starting tomorrow. That's right, starting tomorrow at 7 p.m. And we're back. It's Teresa on the radio. I can't wait. I really can't wait.